Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Wednesday, February 1st. We made it through the month of January. Obviously, January 31st was a big, big day for your boy. Yes, I paid my debt. I am an idiot. Well, you guys knew that. You're listening to this podcast for, by the way, almost 3 years now. And I opened my big fat mouth in August. You know, we're shooting the stuff on the herd, and I pop off, you know, what was the Seahawks win total this year? 6, maybe 6.5. And it was the Geno Smith versus Drew Lock showdown in the preseason. Pete Carroll hadn't decided on a QB yet. And I said, if the Seahawks finish over 500, I'll shave the logo in the side of my head. You know, I'm laughing. I mean, Cowherd laughed. Everybody laughed. It was funny. It was funny. Until they started winning games and the Rams fell apart. And the Jets blew it in Seattle. And then Baker Mayfield throws an interception in overtime. I won't forget that anytime soon. I'm driving my daughter to gymnastics. Or I'm picking her up, one of the two. And I'm, you know, listening to, watching the game on my phone, but I'm listening because I'm driving. And you hear the announcer basically say, Baker's got him deep. And they just underthrew it and it was intercepted. And of course, I come down and kick the game-winning field goal and I lose. I will say this before I get into the podcast with stuff you actually care about. And there is some really interesting stuff today happening in sports. It was one of those things where the idea of doing it was awful, the lead up. I'm not going to lie. It was, you know, I was thinking about it and I was like, this sucks. Why do I have to do this? And then it happens and you're like, okay, it's not a big deal. And this happens to me a lot in life. The idea of something is maybe not terrifying, but a little nerve-wracking and not fun and stressful and maybe anxiety-ridden. And then it happens and you're like, gosh, that was not that bad. And that's one thing I'm trying to work on, and I got to confess, guys, I think I did a pretty damn good job, and again, this is just me speaking, over the last week or so. I mean, a lot of guys on the Herd staff and at Fox were like asking me about it all the time. I coach my daughter's basketball team. We beat a team like 3 weeks ago or maybe 2 weeks ago, and the guy, you know, the other coach, who I know a little bit, we don't text, but, you know, I've known him for like a year or two, and he's like, so Jay, are you really going to shave the logo inside of your head? I was like, I didn't know you watched a show. He's like, dude, I'm from Seattle. I'm a huge fan. I didn't think you'd do it. And I was like, man, there's a lot of people out here. I mean, it's just a funny small world that we live in. I guess if you're into sports and, you know, Cowherd's radio TV show is pretty much the largest radio show in the country. I never really thought about that. But like Mike and Mike is gone. Dan Patrick's show is fading. Rich Eisen has really no audience. Stephen A. Smith, does he have, I think it's a local radio show. Like I don't know that there's a bigger radio show. And then at Fox, our numbers were massive in January on the herd on the TV side. You know, Colin gets them. I try not to pay attention. He's like, dude, we're up year over year, which is crazy in January, given that people are cutting cable almost by the month and our numbers are going up, which is crazy. So he's excited. It was a fun thing. Seahawks blew it out on social media. Got a lot of new followers. Welcome to the new listeners to the podcast. It's over. It lasted 24 hours. I went right to the barber after the show. I'll say this, and this is a little embarrassing to admit. So I get haircuts at Fox. They have hair and makeup. So like every other week I get a haircut, whatever. But the haircut lady, she, by the way, she was very upset with me when she found out about this. And I, you know, I tell her, hey, so can you cut this? She's like, Jason, that's to your skin. I'm not doing that. You got to go to the barber. So then I talked to the barber guy who shaved it. And he's like, I'm not back till Thursday. I was like, oh, I'll just go to the barber. So I go to this barber, you know, he gets me down to the skin, the lowest I've ever had the sides, I think. And I look at him, I'm like, how much? You know, and I go in my wallet to get like a $20 bill. He goes, $40. It's like, what? Now, I guess I haven't paid for a haircut in a while. And I know this is going to sound very silly being, you know, a TV guy as opposed to a man of the people. $40 for a haircut? Are you kidding me? And he barely touched the top. I said, leave the top alone. The lady will get it at work. So basically to shave the sides of my head and taper a little bit, $40. I was stunned. I don't even know how much to tip him on a $40 haircut that took like 17 minutes. Anyway, wild world out there, boys and girls. I was just stunned. Anyways, let's get to actual sports news that you care about.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I thought about opening with Lakers-Knicks because it was a good game on TNT, but I will not. I'll save the Rui Hachimura. Gosh, he was good last night. for a minute. But we obviously have to start with the big one. Sean Payton agreeing to terms with the Denver Broncos. And I will be honest with you guys, I'm surprised. Payton was on the set Monday. He talked about it. It, to me, and even this is not just like him talking during the show, but in the commercial breaks, you know, I'm peppering him with questions. He's super friendly, shooting the shit. And I'm being honest. It didn't sound like it was going to happen with him in Denver. It just did not. That's the vibe I got. Now, again, he's probably holding his cards close to the vest. This is Sean Payton, the Super Bowl winning coach. Could he pick me out of a lineup? Of course. But if he was in the VIP section at a Super Bowl party and I rolled up, hey, Sean, get me in there. Would he just turn around and ignore me? Probably not. But we're not like, we're not boys. I don't expect him to tell me, hey, it's coming down. I did tell him some stuff I heard about Harbaugh. I won't say his response. And I guess my read on it was, and this is not a shot at the Broncos or a shot at Peyton, because I do think this was a better job than Arizona. I think this is certainly a better job than Houston. I can't believe D'Amico Ryans would turn down Denver if he did. But in my eyes, Denver was a little desperate here at the end. Remember, the search started with Harbaugh or Peyton. And then, as I told you yesterday, and just take this to the bank, Harbaugh was not happy that he was one of two guys prominently considered. Okay? He did not like that. Jim Harbaugh's a weird dude. I'm not saying he's a bad dude. He's just weird. He's different. Everybody has their quirks. And Jim Harbaugh did not like sharing top billing with Sean Payton for the job. Like, he was dueling for the job. He wanted someone to come after him, court him, throw everything at him. Please come to us. That's what Jim Harbaugh wanted. And Denver rolled out the red carpet, but they got to explore options. Come on. That's what you got to do. Cast a wide net. And ultimately, I think Harbaugh removed his name and played a little hard to get. And at that point, you know, I don't think my guess, and this is just speculation, not sourced, not from Peyton. My guess is Denver didn't want to throw 20 mil or whatever at Peyton for the job. That's just my guess. And then it cooled with Peyton. Remember, he went to Carolina. There was speculation about Arizona. I personally don't think that was real. And then all of a sudden it was like, well, D'Amico Ryans. And then Dan Quinn pulled his name out. And then D'Amico Ryans went to Houston. And all of a sudden you're playing musical chairs and you're the Denver Broncos with, you know, a rich history and Russell Wilson. And don't laugh at Russell Wilson. And now they got nobody. My gut is Denver came back to Peyton and said, what's the price you want? And Peyton said a astronomical number. And now it's interesting. Last night and even early this morning, I have still not seen a number on Sean Payton. If I were to guess, 23? 23 a year? You think he got 24? 25? It's got to be a huge number. Because ultimately, Sean Payton was looking at a pretty darn good setup where Sean Payton would live out here in the South Bay and do television at Fox and enjoy life and wait to see what happened next cycle. So to get him out of that, you got to throw some big money at him. That's at least my read of the situation. And ultimately, I do think this is a really good fit with Sean Payton. I'm not just saying that because I know him a little bit. Guys, you look at the situation Denver has coming back next year. Let's not forget, the Denver Broncos had a season win total in the 10.5 to 11 range coming into the season. Why are people forgetting that? They're like, oh, I don't know if it's a good job. And then, yes, did they underwhelm? Of course they did. How much of it was Hackett? I would say more than 50%. How much of it was Russ struggling big time? I mean, Russ had the worst year of his career in terms of touchdown passes. And he was sacked more than he had ever been sacked. So essentially, it was very, very bad for Russ. Now, why was that? Was that because of Hackett? Was it in the new setting? Was it the offensive line? Again, I think you've got to internally, they've got to have answers. On the outside, everybody, the easy one is, oh, let's just blame Russell Wilson. He was terrible. Well, let's not forget, they lose Javonte Williams, the great running back out of North Carolina. He had an incredible rookie year. Big things were expected, and he got hurt. And in the preseason, Tim Patrick, who was kind of their glue guy, their not their best receiver. I think Jerry Jeudy would be their best. Maybe Courtland Sutton would be their best. Well, guess what? Courtland Sutton gets injured. Courtland Sutton does not have a good season. Courtland Sutton underwhelmed last year with Russell Wilson. Jerry Jeudy, mediocre. Tim Patrick didn't play at all. KJ Hamler, injured again. So now you come into the season and you're like, whoa, they got some high-end talent. They got four. If you just lined up every NFL team, top four receivers, I guarantee you the Denver Broncos would have to be top six in the league for talent at receiver. Now, did they show it this past year? No. Will they show it under Sean Payton and Russell Wilson? I'm going to go ahead and guess yes. I like their tight end. The young kid, I think Dulich out of North Carolina, he had a good season. Albert O, not as strong of a season, but there is a lot of talent. Now, the offensive line leaves a lot to be desired. That will be the top order of business to fix it. But at one point during the season, the Denver Broncos had the most salary cap money on injured reserve. And a lot of it was on offense, skill position guys. Now, the defense, let's see who gets the defensive coordinator job. I know that there were reports that Vic Fangio was going to Miami. What was that, Saturday, Sunday, one of those. I'll say this. A lot of Denver fans are like, there's no way Vic Fangio comes back here. He was a head coach that kicked him to the curb. New ownership. Sean Payton's in control. If Sean Payton wants Vic back to coach the defense that he built up, yeah, I think Vic would gladly come back. Now, obviously, if you get the San Francisco offer, that's a pretty damn good offer, given that they've got the best defense in the league and the most talent. But Vic kind of built this defense. I don't know the situation with it. Does he have kids in the area? Does he have kids high school? And does he love Denver? Did he have a great house? I don't know any of that. Maybe the Denver insiders will have that information. But I'm just telling you, this defense has a lot of talent. Secondary with Surtain, by the way, Surtain ranked number two Pro Football Focus cornerbacks. I'm not saying he's the second best corner in the league. Yes, he did get roasted by Davante Adams in overtime. But you look at the body of work, and he was incredible. The kid, who's the other? Ronald Darby, he's getting up there in age. Just turned 29, but he got injured this year. He's a good cornerback. They got a very good linebacker in Justin Simmons, who missed a chunk of the season due to injury. Kareem Jackson also getting up there in age, but he had a very solid year as well. This is a team with a lot of talent. I know it's going to be popular to say, wow, Russell Wilson, come on, Jay, he's washed. What are you doing? Count me on the other side of that. I will definitely not count out Peyton. I will definitely not count out Russell Wilson. There's just too much talent in Russell Wilson. The body of work of, 9 years in Seattle of great football, and all of a sudden he's terrible now? I refuse to believe that. Now, I'm looking at their free agents. Right Turner, Billy Tackle, guard Tom Compton, Kareem Jackson, who was mentioned, now Dalton Reisner. There are some issues with the offensive line that have to be fixed. That is going to be a tall order of business. Maybe you have to trade one more defender to get picks, but there is going to be a huge premium on what they do in the draft because they do not have a first-round draft pick. Now, they didn't. They had traded it in the Russ deal. Then they give up Bradley Chubb to get back in the first round. That pick was going to be 29. That's now gone. So they do not have a first-round pick. It is absolutely paramount that with their other picks, they get guys who can contribute. That has to happen. I don't anticipate Russ being terrible again, but if his offensive line is garbage, they're going to have some problems. I would also guess that one of those four receivers probably gets shipped. I'm trying to, let's see. So in 2024, next year, they're going to have to pay, Josie Jewell, good. Jerry Judy's probably the guy. So his rookie deal, I guess they're going to have to make a decision on him and Hamler as well. I would guess you could fetch more for Jeudy. I don't know that you could get a one. I don't know that he is a one. But if you could get an early two, I think you got to take it, no? I mean, Judy's very good, but Patrick, Sutton, and Hamler, are you losing that much? I mean, remember, Russ made Lockett a star. Like, Sean Payton had some non-high draft picks deliver for him in New Orleans. The guys who weren't first-round locks and became good receivers in his system. I think it can be done. I would look at odds on the Denver Broncos to make the playoffs next year. I'm guessing those don't come out until after the schedule comes out. You know, obviously free agency in the draft, but, you know, my gut would tell me that Denver will be a playoff team in the AFC next year. And I know the obvious answer before we pivot to the NBA. Well, Jay, who's falling out? And I've actually started to do some homework on this. And you guys know historically in the NFL, a handful of teams end up dropping out from the playoffs year over year. So you look at the 2022 NFL playoffs, who was there that did not make it this year? Well, obviously the big one was the Tennessee Titans were the number one seed. They did not even make the playoffs this year. The number two seed Kansas City did, three Buffalo did, four Cincinnati did, and here's where it gets interesting. Five Raiders, nope. Six Patriots, nope. Seven Steelers, nope. So four teams in the AFC did not make it in 2023. And you go back every year, this happens. So let's go to the AFC, NFC. Number one seed, Green Bay, did not make it. So just think about that for a second. The number one seed in the playoffs last year in the NFC and AFC missed the playoffs the following year. If anyone had told you that's going to happen, you would have looked at them like they have two heads and they know nothing about sports. The number one seeds, neither of them are going to make it. Get the hell out of here. Okay, just let that sink in. So number one seed, Packers did not. Number two, Tampa did. Number three, Dallas did. Four, Rams did not. Five, Arizona did not. Six, San Francisco did. Seven, Philadelphia did. So three in the NFC flipped. Seven new playoff teams, guys. And this is where, if you want to have some fun, who's falling out? I mean, I think there's a decent case that the Miami Dolphins could fall out in the AFC. I think there's a... Wait, did the Dolphins even make the playoffs? No, wait a minute. Hold up. Did the Dolphins even make the playoffs? 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. The Dolphins did make the playoffs, I think. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they did. They lost to Buffalo. Skylar Thompson was a quarterback. It was that forgettable of a game. So I think you could... I'll put Miami in the miss the playoffs category. I don't see the Bengals missing. Baltimore Ravens, let's see what happens with Lamar Jackson, TBD. I think Jacksonville probably wins that division, but you know only one team's coming out of that division. I think KC's coming back. I think the Chargers are. And again, it's easy now to look at them and say, well, I can only find one in Miami. Well, what if I told you Buffalo backslid a little bit? They're going to have to make some hard choices now with the Josh Allen contract coming up. I know it's tough to go 13-3 with the 169-point differential and fall out of the mix, but somebody's got to. I think Denver probably gets in. I'm rooting for my Jets, obviously, but we'll see what they do at quarterback. So then you go to the NFC real quick. Eagles, don't see them going anywhere. Dallas will be interesting. Let's see what happens with them in the offseason. Some pivotal players. Giants, if they don't get an upgraded quarterback, I don't see it happening. Vikings will, I can guarantee you this, they ain't winning 13 games next year. That's for sure. Tampa Bay, no Brady, good night. I don't know who's winning that division. It went 8-9 Bucks, followed by 7-10, 7-10, 7-10. A lot of mediocrity. San Fran will be back. Seattle, I'm going to go ahead and guess no. But who gets in? Well, we got a long offseason, guys. We'll talk about that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
I do want to quickly pivot to the NBA because I watched Lakers-Knicks at the Garden. Great, great win for the Lakers. They should have sewn it up in regulation, but of course needed overtime because of some dumb hero ball nonsense from LeBron late and some ill-advised decisions by Russell Westbrook. That being said, LeBron triple-double, 28, 11, and 10. Russ played good in overtime, had two good assists to Anthony Davis. Russ is at his best drive and dish, drive and wraparound pass to a rolling Anthony Davis. That's good Russ. Bad Russ? It's like getting an offensive rebound, going to the three-point line, and jacking a three. Like, no, dude, that's not your game. Also, Russ, 2 of 5 from the charity stripe. Oof. But I thought, well, Anthony Davis, I got to admit, Anthony Davis, 27-9. Very good effort from AD. Continues to look good. He's hammering it inside. Not a lot of three. Only 1 3-point attempt for AD. The big story was my guy, the Japanese Jordan, Rui Hachimura. And yes, that is his nickname, dating back to his Gonzaga days. Not a lot of people know that he was the Japanese Jordan, but he's super popular in Japan. And if you listen to the podcast we had last month, well, maybe like a week ago, with Johan Buva from The Athletic, he told stories about how Hachimura is so popular on social media that he was crushed by fans for some international basketball tournament that he did not play particularly well in. And it apparently affected him greatly, but I like what I see in this guy. I mean, goodness gracious, stepping out and hitting the three. He had a huge block in overtime. I know he's been knocked a little bit. He's not a defender. He doesn't really try on defense. He's kind of a turnstile. I was kind of impressed at the help defense that I saw from him. This is my question for the Lakers going forward. So Lonnie Walker's still getting work back in. The shot isn't there. 1 of 6 in 13 minutes. They were playing Troy Brown at the end of regulation, and then they pivoted to Schroeder in overtime. What's going to happen when Austin Reeves comes back? Who is the guy who's going to fall out of the end game rotation? I will also admit, Wendell Gabriel, who nobody really knows, unless you're like a Lakers fan. Did he go to Kentucky? I'm just telling you, this guy, of any Laker, this guy plays harder and is constantly, yes, he did go to Kentucky, third season in the league, constantly hustling. He's everywhere all the time. I love the energy and effort. He's the kind of guy, if you're down 20 and you didn't spark, Gabriel's your guy. He's going to set screens. He's going to roll. He didn't even get off the bench in New York. And I get that. That's fine. They're getting healthy. AD's there, and now Rui Hachimura. Like, Gabriel, how's he going to play? Thomas Bryant is better. Yes, Thomas Bryant is a better offensive player than Wendell Gabriel. But there are going to be times when you're going to need him. And I'm just telling you, I like this kid. And this sounds like a very inside Laker podcast to mention Wendell Gabriel. But this guy is a good player. So Walker is going to be in the mix for one of those endgame spots because he's a long wing who can defend. He's athletic. And oh, by the way, he can shoot, although he has not shot well since returning. And Austin Reeves is going to be a guy that they like a lot. LeBron loves him. High IQ basketball player, tough, gritty, does all the little things. And, you know, he might be their best three-point shooter if Hachimura's not out there. So I think this is where it gets interesting. Endgame situations for Lakers. AD, Hachimura, LeBron, you can basically lock those three in. The other two is interesting. Is it going to be Russ? Is it going to be Schroeder? Does he ride the hot hand? Will Lonnie Walker get some looks? Or Austin Reeves? I think that's going to be interesting. By the way, Lakers had nobody who could stay in front of Jalen Brunson. If you haven't seen a lot of Brunson, obviously he was with the Mavs and was outstanding and then kind of felt disrespected by Cuban and that they didn't make a move on him earlier. And then he went to the Knicks, obviously, where his dad, I think, is like an assistant coach and yada, yada, yada. Brunson was phenomenal. I mean, he did not shoot it well at the end of regulation, had a couple open threes that he missed, but 37 points, 9 for 9 from the line. And with the game on the line, like 4 seconds left in regulation, the Knicks and Tibbs drew up a play for Julius Randle instead of Jalen Brunson. I was a little surprised. Randle, tough go, 6 of 19. His shot didn't even hit the rim. I don't even know if he got it off in time. AD smothered him and LeBron came to help. Poor stuff from Tibbs and the Knicks. If you want to get excited, Lakers fans, and you obviously should, just remember this quote that Jason McIntyre said it February 1 ahead of an important stretch for the Lakers. It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see. It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see. And I see this Lakers team. And I see a lot of talent. I see a lot of skill. I see an offensive juggernaut when they're fully healthy. I know the shooting can be an issue, but there is way too much talent on this team for them to be struggling in all these late game situations and losing all these close games. Eventually, they're going to figure it out. Darvin Ham is a first-time head coach. Troy Brown Jr., was he even on the roster opening night? I don't know the answer to that. Dennis Schroeder, didn't he just get here? Rui Hachimura literally just got here. And then coming off the bench, Thomas Bryant. Like, they have a brand new team. It's been 50 games. Guys are in and out of lineup hurt. I'm just telling you, it's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see. And what I see is a team that has if they go into the playoffs healthy, at some point, we're going to be like, holy crap, they can get to the finals. And I'm not going overboard. This is real talk here. I do believe this Lakers team is built to make a run in the finals. But the only key is, got to have a healthy AD, got to have a healthy LeBron. You look at the rest of those other parts, they are starting to fit in nicely. Remember, we're 50 games into Darvin Ham's career. He's figuring things out. This Laker team is dangerous. All right, I've gone on way too long. Had a rough night in college basketball. It wasn't a good one. The Machine, viva la Machine, not a good start to the month of February for the Machine in college hoops. But alas, we plow on. No football to gamble on this weekend. A lot of college hoops. Get back in the swing. March Madness is like 4 weeks away, guys. Get excited. Talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.